7508, southbound at Lombard and Wayland.
7508, I got your request to talk. How can I help?
Yeah, I got a bit of a pickle. I'm not sure what to do. I have two passengers. I have one who is quite inebriated and apparently homeless, one who is apparently sober and not homeless, and the sober guy is saying that the homeless guy is, quote, starting stuff. I don't know what he means by that. I'm not really sure what to do. The homeless guy is the same guy that was getting threatened by the guy up in St. John's earlier, so I'm just kind of at a loss here. He's been pretty quiet since I said, hey man, knock it off, but I'm just not sure what to do if it escalates again.
Okay, so are they keeping to themselves and kind of leaving each other alone right now, or things escalating at this time?
Honestly, all I hear is the non-homeless guy kind of yelling at the homeless guy.
Okay. So you can pull over at your next stop and let them know that if they cannot keep to themselves, then they can get off the bus here. If things escalate, then we can go from there. You can give us a call back, but if they're not doing anything, then there's not a whole lot we can do. So just tell them to keep to themselves, or they can step off at the next stop.
Yeah, that's totally, I totally understand. That's basically what I wanted to know. I wanted to know before I had a crisis point what to do. Thank you. This is kind of the first time this has happened to me in 10 months.
No problem. If things escalate, if there seems to be violence that's going to start, then obviously give us a call right away, but just let them know they need to keep to themselves, and as long as it's not distracting for you and it's not unsafe for you, then go ahead and continue in service. But if they're not going to keep to themselves, pull over at a stop, let them know, and then they can choose to get off or they can choose to quiet down.
Okay, thank you. Have a good one.
You as well. Let us know if you need anything else, but for now we'll be clear at 2321.